You know, it was over 25 years ago that this whole concept of having a good meal and being able to watch a movie at the same time started. And you may remember Brian Schultz rented the Granada Theater down on Greenville Avenue, cleaned it out, put up tables. Everybody had a great time. And that has begat Studio Movie Grill, which now goes from California to Florida. They got 32 locations. And they just got a major investor, we just found out today. And it sounds like they're going to be a lot more of them. Brian Schultz joins us from CinemaCon in Las Vegas right now. It's good to have you with us.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So CinemaCon is the largest gathering of movie theater owners from around the world. And I guess this is an appropriate place for you to announce this deal with Tower Brook. Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting at CinemaCon specifically. I'll start with that. We get to see all the movies that are coming up, get excited about what the different studios are pushing. So it really sets up our year pretty nicely. And we thought that it's the best place to really announce this new partnership with Tower Brook. And for a while, we've been on this really nice growth path, and we really wanted to accelerate the growth path. So we started looking long and hard, and we found a group that's really aligned with our culture and aligned with our mission, where we can look at business as a source for doing good.
We've talked on and off for the last 20 years probably, and I always say, you know, you've got this great concept and people are going to come along and knock it off, and sure enough, I was right. You know, here's Alamo and other places too, but you guys have been very steady in this. So what does $100 million do for you? Where are you going to be in, you know, when I talk to you in 3 years?
Well, I like to think about it in terms of impact, where we can bring our platform, our community platform, to different cities. So it just allows us to do more quicker. So the acceleration of our growth will be pretty dramatic. So we'll start off by doing 7 to 8 new locations per year, and we'll exponentially accelerate from there.
You know, it's interesting. I wasn't familiar with Tower Brook, although I see they're, you know, they're around the globe. They got offices in Munich and London and New York City. But it sounds like they're the same company you are, this conscious capitalism, you know, doing everything with a purpose and keeping workers and customers and the community all in mind. How did you find a like mind like that?
It wasn't easy. We definitely looked long and hard in this idea of you know, conscious capitalism, which Studio Movie Grill represents, and conscious capital, which is just kind of emerging in the capital markets where they really care about what's going on. I think it's a marriage of purpose. It really puts like-minded individuals together for the greater good.
So wait, how long does this go on? I mean, is your association with Tower Brook Capital, I mean, they're, I don't know, they necessarily want to be in the movie business, but I mean, there has to be some sort of an exit strategy. I mean, down the road, do you go public or just extend this partnership?
I think there's so many different options. So we're looking at and focusing on growing the business together to increase the wake of the company. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of options on the table. And with their advice and experience and capital, it allows us to really explore more of them, including going public at some point.
So what do you think you're going to do? Do you think you're going to increase your presence in the cities where you already are? I mentioned, you know, you're in California and Texas and Florida, and I think Georgia was one of the first places you went. Or do you spread out into different areas?
Yeah, no, I think that's instructive. Reinforcing some of the locations in areas that we're in is always a good strategy. But we really pick real estate on where we're needed. We like to go to neighborhoods that need a spark, that need a community platform, and honestly need a great place for, you know, families, young people, just the community to come together and watch a great movie, because we believe that it opens their heart and mind with every story that they see.
You know, we were talking to some restaurant people in here the other day, and they were saying it just seems like it's really, really hard, harder than ever, to find good real estate. Is that a challenge for you?
Quite the contrary, actually, with the retraction of a lot of the retail anchors and retail boxes, we're finding absolutely unbelievable real estate opportunities. And we're also finding that the way that they look at Studio Movie Grill because of our community purpose is very, very appealing. So not only can we energize a community, we actually end up energizing a whole center that might be on the lower level of leasing, and it gets totally re-energized, and we're there maybe, you know, a couple of years, and all of a sudden it's 100% leased. So that's pretty consistent.
So all of a sudden the landlords are chasing you rather than vice versa?
Well, luckily that's been happening for quite some time, but I have a feeling this announcement will even speed that up a little bit more.
I do too. Look, I know you got to get back to work there at CinemaCon, but let me ask you, have you seen anything we're going to like? Is it going to be a pretty good season coming up for movies?
Well, unbelievable. I think we have a restriction to talk about individual titles, but go to studiomoviegrill.com. And we'll kind of have some updates on the awesome summer titles. But I would say that this year is a little bit backloaded. And starting on, April 27th with Avengers Endgame, it's going to be nonstop awesome product all the way through the end of summer.
Brian Schultz is the CEO and the founder of Studio Movie Grill, which is about to get a lot bigger. It's good to have you with us, sir. Always.
Good to be here. Have a great day.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.